So what do you get when you cross a wizened Gen Xer with a proud millennial?
Here we go.
A mixtape filled with
Britney Spears songs?
Or maybe a rotary landline telephone
that takes selfies?
Maybe a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Or Tom and Jerry each get participation trophies?
No, 21st century solutions.
According to Kaylin and Ramsey.
Well, it's Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. How are you doing today, Kaylin?
I'm good. I am in Arkansas, and it is windy, and looking forward to moving over to Tennessee soon.
I thought you were going to end up in Oz after you were describing that storm to me for a while.
Yes, I am ready to get out of tornado country. I am not used to this, and I don't ever want to be used to it.
Well, I think I'm excited about our new podcast. That's what I think.
Me but too.
I think the real first question should be, why do you even want to do a podcast?
You know, I've had a lot of life changes over the last year, year and a half, and really thought about what is important to me and what's important to my family and what our life goals are. And one of those is leaving behind a better planet. And what better way to get out what we're doing in the world and what the solutions are that we speak about when the two of us are together weekly, than a podcast. And, you know, we lived a very fast paced life in the Northwest, living in Arlington, just an hour north of Seattle. Things are much different than they used to be when I was a child, you know, which, you know, progress can be good, but it also can be bad. For a long time, we had a Safeway and a small little grocery store, and even the Safeway was small, you know, and everything else in town was family-owned businesses. My grandparents owned an auto parts store in downtown Arlington, and my grandpa had a barber shop, and my uncle opened a barber shop there. I worked at our family friend's diner that's been open since the 50s, and my brother worked there. And so, you know, all of those things have really changed.
You're lucky if you can even find a store. I mean, everything is just online. It's like
a store that
you walk into.
Exactly. Walmart moved into town, and then eventually we got a Costco and a Target, and having the conveniences is great, but I just have watched my tiny little town just kind of dissipate into nothing, the nothing that it used to be, at least. And I want some solutions. I want to remember the small people again. I want to work on this planet that we're leaving to our children and their children and their children. And I want to make sure there is going to be a planet for, you know, my great, great grandchildren. So, you know, we just are kind of on this journey as a family of, self-discovery and learning.
And when you say journey, you mean that literally.
Yes. We move state to state by the month. Usually Arkansas, we skipped over pretty quickly just because of the weather and the parks here don't have the service that I need to be able to do this with you all. So we've been on the road for almost a year now. We closed on our house on April 24th of 2021. We took possession of our fifth wheel on May 6th of 21, and we've been in it ever since. And we left Arlington 4 weeks later. So I think we left like June 3rd, I believe it was Friday. And we just have been on the road since and enjoying ourselves, experiencing all the different cultures. We went all the way across the western top of the states and all the way over to Milwaukee was the farthest east we went. We actually were checking this morning because we're getting pretty close to being to beating our farthest east line here really quickly. And we went all the way back to the West Coast, and we experienced the desert, which we loved. The only problem about the desert is it going to be habitable in, my kid's lifetime if we settle down there? And not to say we didn't absolutely love and enjoy it. We all love cactuses now, and just really felt at home there. And then we experienced California for a few months, and that was experiencing living in California for 2.5 months is a different ball game, that's for sure. Talk about your big businesses and not much of the small folk left. And I just think that the perspective that I have on the world is a lot different than a lot of my peers. And to say my peers is my millennial group. And millennials are just on this super alternate side of subjects right now. I feel like my generation is very cut down the middle right now, and I hate that. I want us to be one and to all just work together, and I'm really concerned about if we're gonna ever see that happen. And with the war in Ukraine, those opinions have become even stronger. And while I think this should be a time for us to band together, it's not what's happening. And a podcast to talk about those things seems like a really natural step for you and I. Why do you want to make a podcast, Ramsey?
Well, for some of the same reasons, I think. I mean, it seems to me like the world just went crazy, has gone crazy in like the last 10 years or so. And, I thought I had it all figured out before then, but then, things that I saw and heard and things happening around me just did not seem to make any sense anymore.
That's
And
for
yeah, and the crazy thing is that like people, the only thing people can agree on, it seems like, is that the world kind of has gone crazy, but we don't even agree on like which parts of the world are crazy and which parts of the world are like better or the same or different. It seems like it seems like people are, heading off into their own corners and listening to their own sources of whether it's news or social media. Like we can't even agree on basic facts anymore. And so, that just had a big impact on me over the past few years. And for a long time, this desire has been building up inside of me to speak out, to say more, but haven't known like how to do that or what to say, and have not felt comfortable speaking. But over the last couple of years, I've realized some important things kind of about myself and about maybe why I felt that way. And probably the biggest thing is that I'm basically a builder. Like I want to, and I do sort of build and create things. I'm really lousy at tearing things apart. Like I'm not good at tearing things down. And so as so many things that seem like piled up around me that seem wrong, I don't feel capable or able to speak against them or to tear them down or break them or make changes. It's like that's not what I do. So I think that contributed to how sort of frustrated and helpless I've felt in the past few years. But I've been kind of turning a corner inside of my own head and inside of my own spirit that it's like time to build again. And so kind of I want to speak up, I want to speak out, and I want to build stuff, and that's kind of why I'm here.
Well, that absolutely makes sense, and I think we are working on building something really special together right now. Not just in our podcast, but in our work life.
Yeah.
And it is a it has opened our eyes, I think, to a lot of things. There's a lot of issues in this solar world that we are living in, and they all relate to the bigger problems of the universe. And we get to see and experience those firsthand. And what better way to get our voices heard about the solutions that need to happen in order for us to, number one, keep a sustainable planet, and number two, live together.
Right on, because we've gotten to this place where, like, we need to be our own solutions. Like, I don't think that we can count on the big companies, the big institutions, the government, any like large group. We can't count on forces like that to work for our benefit. Like, I'm really pessimistic when it comes to things like that. I think that, like, big corporations and big government and big companies and big money, like, I just see them working towards their own interests and not really working towards the common good. And that just doesn't do it for me.
Right, exactly. And we experience that on the daily at in our own work life and in our personal life. And I think my bigger question is, though, why do you want to do a podcast with me?
Well, in many ways, because you're so completely opposite from me, in lots of times. I think it's because, like, you're loud and you're brash and you're funny and you say exactly what pops into your head, it seems like. And I really love hearing your take on things because they're often just completely different from mine. But at the same time, like, when you and I are talking and chatting, I can always kind of count on you to hear what I'm saying and to sort of give it some thought and consideration. And then I can count on you to be distracted by your cat like a minute later, and we can talk about something else. Yeah,
That's a true story.
well, that's what happens when you're driving around inside of a tin can with like five people and 10 animals.
Yes,
But we make a great team, so I'm excited to do this with you. But why in the world would you want to do a podcast with me?
Well, I think for a lot of the same reasons, you have taught me a lot about perspective and about treating people the way you want to be treated. And you are always just like a positive light in my life. And I always am very thankful for the positivity and the creativity that you bring to the table, not only at work, but when we spend a lot of time talking about personal things, and you are always there to support me. And even if you have different opinions than me, you're not afraid to share those with me. And I really appreciate that. I don't like
Yeah.
people to fluff me up. You know that. That's not my thing. I
fluff you up at their own peril, at their own danger. It's like you're taking your life in your hands.
Well, I do have very strong opinions, and you have always been able to take those and deal with them. And even if they're not in your way or in, right aligned with yours, you always tell me you understand, and you never are too busy to explain to me, your side of things. And
Yeah.
then there's a generational gap between us that really, I think, brings two very different viewpoints together.
Well, back in my day, things used to be different. We had hard disks and floppy disks, and the floppy disks were actually floppy. What was I talking about?
Exactly. And it's and in that same manner, you also teach me things like on the daily. Like yesterday, talking about my gigabytes, you're asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know the
Huh.
answer to that, Ramsey, but you can certainly teach me and I can find out because there are so many things that to you and I are two sides of a coin in our jobs. And
Yeah.
you take on the responsibility of that other coin, but you also are so willing to explain it to me and help me through it because eventually it will become my side of the coin as well. So I just think that we work really well together, and we already know through the meetings that we have weekly that people enjoy coming and talking to us together. So we kind of already have the experience through our roles at Easy Solar Loan of, being front and center and being kind of the voice of an entity, a lending program, and why not bring that outside of that to the masses, and talk about these things that you and I find ourselves talking about daily.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for all that. I've learned a tremendous amount from you as well. I don't think it's any accident that these last couple of years I've felt like I'm better able to talk and express myself. It's no accident that those are the same 2 years that I've gotten to know you, because you've been such an example for me actually on how to honestly express myself and speak my mind and do it in a constructive way. I love, joking around with you and making fun of you for being so brash and bold, but at the same time, I don't want to give away your secrets, but even just below the surface, just a little bit, you're a caring, sensitive person, and you've got your outer shell, but definitely softer on the inside. So there's a lot to get to know and a lot to work with. One of the things that we do at work, of course, is twice a week we host these open office hours for Easy Solar Loan. And that's a time where you and I get together, but we get together, we make the time available for our customers and our partners to hop on the line with us and to ask us questions about our program and ways that they can serve their customers better. We work together at Easy Solar Loan, which of course, for anyone who's not familiar, is a national lending platform where people can apply for financing to get loans for their solar energy and energy storage systems for their homes. So we work with contractors all the time, and we make ourselves available on open office hours to, have them come in and ask us questions. And that's a time where we can really connect. And it seemed like a pretty natural thing to just press record. I mean, you and I have been talking to each other quite a bit, so just press and record. But I mean, so speaking of that, your work at Easy Solar Loan, what does that mean to you, the work that you do?
I started this journey 6 years ago, kind of, well, almost 7 years ago, not knowing what to expect. I had worked in community business banking, working with business clients since I was 21 years old. I had never worked in the solar industry. I'd done many, home equity loans and helped businesses, but I had never worked directly with solar contractors or with solar customers. But our wonderful CEO knew that I had the experience to work with the business clients that we have, and brought me on. And I never knew how much I was going to love it.
Nice.
It started out as really part-time, something I could do while staying at home, and when someone was able to watch the one child I had at that time, I would go out and I would knock on business doors, hopefully usually setting appointments beforehand, and going out and having successful meetings with these business owners really gave me more pride in my work than I had ever experienced working, you know, in a business banking center, and getting to help customers realize their energy efficient dreams. Kind of sounds cheesy, but people are excited about their solar.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
And it really became a part of my life. Solar has become a part of my life. I honestly don't even consider myself a banker anymore. Like this morning, one of my favorites called me and asked me, "How's my favorite solar banking lady this morning?" And I was like
who?
I don't even consider myself a banker anymore. I just have asserted myself into the solar industry, and they are never going to get rid of me. And nice. We're here to shake it up and make it better and help everywhere we can. And I just love it. And, you know, Bill hired you to be my competition. And a little backstory, Caitlin didn't make that super easy on Ramsey for maybe a year. But we were
pointy end of the stick for a while.
but we were competitors working towards the same goal. And that was what Bill had in mind when he hired you, and he knew what he was doing because he knows me and he knows I want to fulfill my role as the best I can. But then as 2020 hit and our roles really started to change, and you took on more of the building of this machine that we're building on the back end, and I took over the relationship management piece. We just really have gotten in a groove, and we work so well together. We are so opposites, but yet we work so well together. And, you know, I think that I actually value what I do more now, having you as a partner, as like my 50-50 versus my, I want 100% of what's happening. I want you to be just as successful as I am. And I just am, I'm really excited where not only Easy Solar Loan is going, but us as this podcast is going.
Right on.
So what does Easy Solar Loan mean to you, Ramsey?
Well, yeah. So, you know, throughout my career, I've been in the areas of energy efficiency, renewable energy, green building, and recycling. And that's been, you know, more than 25 years now that I've been working on that. You know, during those years, like the last 10 years, crazy years, some of that for me was sort of wandering in the wilderness a little bit. Part of it had to do with my career too, but coming back to Easy Solar Loan was like getting back on track and getting back to sort of my career focus, what I care about in terms of, you know, the sort of the big problems in the world, and making what I really want to do when I work is to make a meaningful or a significant contribution to solving a bigger question. You know, when I first got out of school, I was out to go save the world. And then I realized, well, might not be able to save the world by myself. So I guess I'll have to work with some other people to save the world. So like, we're going to save the world. And then it was like, well, you know, probably can't completely save the world. Like maybe these people and me that we're working with, maybe we can at least do something to help save the world. And then it got to, all right, well, the best we can do is make things better. And that's where that really sort of motivates me and drives me at work, is to be a part of something that is significantly going to improve people's lives and, you know, the environment and the world. And now, you know, like you said, have been able to pivot to building out these new systems in the background. I mean, in the last year, we've been working on rebuilding and retooling basically the entire Easy Solar Loan backend application and loan origination system. And that's like super fun for me building a system like that. And then we're just getting ready to roll it out, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm psyched, and I'm like super happy to be a part of it.
And I have never seen anybody with the project management skills that you have. And you keep us all in line. On the
You must not have ever seen a project manager before.
Well, prior to you, Ramsey, we didn't really have one.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have today.
But you have done amazing. And I am always just impressed by the way that you handle yourself with all of these outside vendors that we have to work with, and who sometimes, you know, are causing you headaches, and you never let on to them that you are stressed or that you are angry or anything. Maybe the us back behind the scenes who know you really well, we're like, ooh, you made Ramsey mad, but you are never gonna know it.
Yeah, and I keep that close to the chest underneath, you know, my sleeveless vest that I'm wearing here.
Yes, and every time you do come off the cuff a little bit, everybody says I broke you, which I'm proud to be a part of. If you have found your voice because of me, then my work here is done.
Nice. Well, your work here is only just beginning, because we're going to do this. I'm excited to, you know, be off on this journey with you. And, you know, our intention is to record a bunch of these and, you know, see how they go. And it'd be great to, you know, bring in some of our friends as guests and to talk through these kinds of issues and, you know, find ourselves and everyone else some 21st century solutions, at least according to us.
That's right. And we will do that. And I have no doubt that we will be successful and that we will find our groove and what our voice is to this platform that we have decided to go down.
Fantastic. Well, hey, that's it. That's everything we got for today. So talk to you later.
See you later.